Indeed, I believe I have the MEC of Coxter on the line. That's Pete Mashilo joining us now in conversation. The MEC joins us simply because there's been issues in Ligwa local municipality. On one end, political parties are not happy with the decision that was taken in that council. Those who were represented in that council suggest that they were not part of the collective decision that would have appointed or seconded the appointment of the CFO. It went to the MEC. The MEC, we are told, it did not respond timeously, and subsequently the municipality then resorted to appoint. But yet the MEC came back and said, look, I do not support this candidate simply because they do not adhere to the MFMA requirements. Nonetheless, the municipality still went ahead to appoint. Well, the MEC joins us to ask him, how does he feel? Is this a defiant from his side by the municipality or not? MEC, greetings. Welcome to our program.
Yeah, no, thanks, Mufan. And let me greet the listeners of
FFM. Yeah, MEC, maybe let's track you back to the 17th of September. That's when the Ligwa Local Municipalities Council said there was this issue of whether there was a collective view about the appointment. I'm told that on that very day, the DA wrote to you. Give us a sense as to why have you not responded to the Democratic Alliance, even though they raised issues with you.
Look, South Africa has got 3 spheres of government. And all the time we need to understand, and I take it political parties that are in government, they should understand the constitution. And we are a sphere, and municipalities are a sphere. However, we are responsible in supervising the municipalities over and above. But let's look at the power of council. The council has a power when they convene in a form of council. They take resolution. As they do so, if one member is not agreeing for the right to raise objection as part of protesting to the decision that council will do, and secondly, after that, they can write to either the MEC, to the minister, etc. But let's come back to the issue of Ligwa. Ligwa, in their own right, took a resolution to appoint a CFO. When they appoint the CFO per council resolution in the majority of council, they must write to the MEC for MEC to do the concurrence. Now, over a period of time, there's been some amendment that within 14 days, upon receiving the letter from council, that the MEC may respond to council, and depending the period thereof. Now, when I then later received the letter into the report, was not only the letter, I must get the full report, go through to the advert, to the qualifications of individual, to the issue of the interview, the scoring, the external assessment until council resolution. We discover that the Ligwa has a budget of 1 billion and above. Now, when you have got 1 billion above, the regulation says a particular experience must therefore kick in. Now, it means someone must have about 7 years experience. In that 7 years, 2 years must be in the senior managerial position of council or whatever institution, but at the senior managerial. Now, when you look, I realize that the incumbent does meet the requirements in terms of the advert. The advert they put, that incumbent does meet the requirement. But when I look in terms of the experience, there was a short of time to make that 7 years and the senior 12. And that's the reason I wrote to them. I said, look, I can't accept to give you this concurrence. At best, you must write to the minister. He's the only person who can waive, your request, not the MEC. I don't know if the power. My choice is limited to where we must have complied. If there's something that is not in 100%, the only person who can waive is the minister. And I think that's where the matter should it be.
Yeah. MEC, in as much as that is not what Liquid did, but the bone of contention, I suppose, would have emanated as a result of you not having responded timely. The legislation talks about 14 days. You did not adhere to it because I'm told that the letter or the recruitment pack was submitted to your office on the 30th of September. You responded to the municipality through a letter on the 27th of October. Obviously, that's past the 14 days. Maybe let's talk about that particular oversight, whether it was a shortcoming or not from your end. That would have then necessitated the municipality to then go ahead without your concurrence. So do you envisage that your concurrence, without your concurrence, the municipality would not have appointed a CFO? Or do you then concede that the municipality can go ahead without my concurrence? Because that's where maybe the confusion started.
No, there should not be confusion. I've explained. Look, when they write to me, already the appointment is done. You see, that's where the matter is. They don't come to me before they appoint. They make appointments in the council resolution that they've employed a person. And then after that, they get a person appointed, given appointment. Within 14 days, the law said they must get a concurrence for me as the MEC consent. And that's the issue. When, if I don't concur, the council, by law, they'll proceed to that. However, does not in any way preclude when we discover the discrepancies who should leave the matter. And that's why I advise them that you don't concur. Now, the next step to do is not to use that as a scapegoat. No, they still have to go to the minister. But if they don't do it, AG might come back later and pick that up. So it's neither nor here nor there, that issue of concurring or not concurring.
Sure.
What is key is that at the end of the day, is it in compliance? I've already expressed a view.
Yeah.
Legally so. Now, they must take the matter up. Don't ignore.
I see.
Saying the 14 days is your answer to that. You are not. That means you don't understand the law of the country properly.
Sure.
You see, at least I came back to you. It's unlike you said, I'm still waiting, the MEC. I'm still waiting. The response came. You know. Now, by law, and the response says, no, there are these shortfalls. Then we must go to the minister. If you don't, AG will come at the end. It will pick that up and make it a material.
Yeah, but what does it mean for you then, MEC? Because the way I look at it, there is a defiant. You don't support a candidate based on the reasons that you gave, particularly that of them not adhering to the MFMA as per the 1 billion you talk about. Now, they've still went ahead. I mean, the incumbent ensued office on the 4th of November when you wrote the letter on the 27th of October. On the 4th of November, there was a new CFO in the municipality that started, and I'm not sure whether they wrote to the minister, because if they did, you'd know, but surely that did not happen. What does it mean now? Are you going to go to the court and somewhat enact Section 56?
Don't refer to defiance. I've explained myself how the process works. Immediately got the letter from me. The next step they expected to do, probably that's the question we must deal with. Have they gone to the minister to apply the waiver of that? So don't refer to defiance, because the moment we run in that way, we are creating a problem that does not exist. And we are creating confusion to the public that this minister is in defiance. I must put it categorically to your listeners. There is no way called defiance in this case. And I can't go to court when they have not complied. I've already told you the consequences, what will happen. And when that consequences come, the law is as well clear what the MM will do. The council, they might give them qualified disclaimer, whatever.
Yeah.
And eventually the matter must be addressed. So therefore, we must say, upon receiving the letter, they have appointed, it's okay. But because the MEC concern has raised this matter, And that matter is about the experience. Qualification and all process are fine. That's what the minister will be interested. This person meet the requirements in terms of the legislation? Yes. Has this person go through the process of the interview? Yes. Has it gone to the external assessment? Yes. What is it that is a challenge? According to the law, it's called this period, probably in short of 6 months or 3 months, whatever period, it does not meet the entire requirement. And therefore, the minister can say, in the light of that, and the scoring is received, up including the competency, yeah, I waive it. He can't be able to manage over a billion.
Sure.
Despite doesn't have 3 months to make it 2 or 7 years. Those are issues that the minister look.
Sure.
So without creating problem to municipalities, if things are not done well.
Yeah, but MEC, there's something I'm not getting from you. When it came to the city of Mbombela, the MEC's office went into court to ask for a declaratory order because you felt that the appointment was irregular. When I asked you whether you are going to go to court in this instance, you say no. What makes these two matters different? Because they are similar in nature. They are irregular.
The fact of the matter, immediate, and I've explained the process, how it happened in terms of one has not met the requirements. I'm saying you must go to the minister, to the minister waive. And if the minister is not waived, in terms of the appointment, that makes the matter irregular. Yes, it was. At the end of the day, the minister is the final arbiter in that scale, in that score.
Yeah,
on the appointment of senior managers. Is the final arbiter.
So
if they've not gone or has gone and the minister has looked at the matter and accepted, then the matter closes itself.
MEC, you are the custodian of local government in the province. Would it be possible that the minister would waiver or waive without your knowledge?
No, it's not possible. The minister can do that. What will the minister do? Equally inform us.
So at this point in time, the minister has not wavered, so it makes it irregular?
Well, not exactly at the moment. Until the minister waives, I've not checked the act. How long does it have to take? But yes, until the minister has done that, that issue, we take it incomplete. But I've already shown you, Musa, that in that process, what will happen? Who's going to discover that matter? Because that matter is not going to go away. The HA will pick that up and will follow it up as well to say, have they wrote to the minister? We've got a MINMEC. We'll check it if the minister has received it. But procedurally, they must have gone to the minister. I've not been informed so far.
I see. MEC, I don't want to hog you too much because you have paint us a picture of where things are. When it comes to the similar matter, but of the city of Mbombela, I know that your office was part of the municipality's appeal to the CFO. Where are we with that matter?
Well, the matter is still under that process of the court. The sooner we get the outcome, we shall inform the public and the people of Mbombela appropriately.
I see. MEC, I see I've got callers for you. I don't know if I can be able to just hold you for 2 minutes and then take these calls for them to ask you. You're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. Great to have you. Number to dial 013-757-0096. The MEC is on the line. If you'd like to make a call, now is the appropriate time. Then I'll allow you to shoot straight to the MEC. I said minister, right? MEC. For you to also have a bite into some of the affairs here that we're leading with. Well, Yon Rice, good evening. What's going on now? Yon Rice, good evening. Yeah, seem to have lost that, and seemingly I seem to have lost the MEC as well in the process. But feel free, I can call in the MEC just directly again if you'd like to also weigh in. But I invite you now to make a call, number 2013-757-0096. If you'd also like to weigh in, if there's any particular matter or case that you want to raise with the MEC. Yon Rice, good evening.
Hello, Musa, how are you?
I'm good, my brother, how are you?
I'm good. It's Councillor Philosophy from the local municipality here.
Oh, okay. Shoot, my brother.
Yes, yes. I heard that maybe you are going to interview with the MEC. I wanted to raise some few questions. Maybe he's online.
Okay. Yeah, he is online. However, my system is just rebooting itself, so he can't hear you at the moment. Okay, now he can hear you. You can fire ahead, and I'll allow him to hear.
Okay, thanks, Musa. No, I want to ask the MEC regarding the letter that was sent to our municipality regarding the illegal appointment of the CFO. The MEC wrote to the executive mayor regarding the appointment of the CFO that he must rescind the decision because the CFO didn't meet the requirement of MFMA. So I want to find out what is the way forward from now on, because the municipality decided to go ahead and continue to appoint the CFO while the MEC sent a letter that we must rescind the decision. Thanks, Musa.
Sure. Let me try and bring in the MEC back on the line for him to maybe weigh in on that. MEC, you on the line? MEC? Oh, shucks. Seem to not have the MEC now. Jan Rice, good evening.